as he gets. He likes Goldwater. What do you think, Goldwater? Is he gaining or losing?
Losing.
I think, Eddie, that you ought to give out an interview tomorrow and just say, shame on Goldwater. I think everybody in New York ought to require an apology. And I call on Senator Goldwater to apologize. I know that he did it impetuously. I know he did it on the spur of the moment. I know with thousands of friends around in your hometown that you get under strain. But he ought to ever say the Army's full of misfits.
Yeah.
They just ought to be talking about our Army and misfits. What does the foreign countries think about it? If a man that's going to be commander-in-chief of this country, if he thinks our Army is full of misfits. Now, I repudiate it. I deny it. I say that the Army was never more efficient, and I've studied it, and I've investigated, and we have the highest morale, the finest feeling, the greatest numbers, the best equipped outfit, more Ranger guerrilla units, everything. And for this man to, in an impetuous moment, under strain.
Yeah.
To talk about misfits, don't you think that's terrible?
It is awful.
What do you think that the Russians think this morning? What do you think De Gaulle thinks? Here's a man that's heading up, going to be commander-in-chief. He said, I'm going to be commander-in-chief of a bunch of misfits. And I think you can make Dick carry that, your statement on that television. I'd kick off that acquisition. I'd just say, well, hell, Johnson applied to run a station that nobody else would apply for. It stayed there 4 months.
It's already been taped.
Oh, it has. You already threw it.
Yeah. You'll see it. I said nobody wanted that station.
Well.
I'll take it to the table. I think you'll be pleased with it. Dick's in Canada, but I'll call him right away.
Mm. Well, did he come back? Is he the one that makes the decision or hers?
Well, I think he can force the decision to be made earlier. The decision has been made.
Well, just tell him I think it's a football game, and we haven't got the $15 million we got to have. I haven't got a million to buy time with spots. They told me yesterday and I had to put it off. I couldn't sign up, but we just got to have all of our people who are helping us to get busy. And a quarter of the football game's already gone on. We just got three quarters left, and I want to see who's going to get in before the half ends.
Yeah, but you want to be have a strong finish, you know, that's the point. For instance, Walter thought that the appropriate time would be in about the end of September.
He didn't think, sir. He wouldn't have said that.
Sir?
He didn't think. Who you mean, Walter Jenkins?
Walter Annan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the times, Novita Hobby and Roy Roberts are right. I think if you're going to, you got the best halfbacks you got, and you don't put them in a game, don't play till the last minute while you're not. I want them to play all through the quarter.
Okay. I shall get
them. I'll call Walter Annenberg and thank him, and I'll also call Newhouse. Where'd I get him?
I think he's probably in his farm in New Jersey. But the office in Washington.
Now, the Denver Post coming out the 13th.
Oh, that's Palmer Hoyt?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, that's...
13th of September?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's next Sunday.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure Walter will respond to anything you want, and so will Newhouse.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you a lot.
Okay.
Waiting